From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's Friday, the 25th of July. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers to us. Our email address is anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, a bunch of questions. This is from Jim, who writes via anything@kera.org. He says, recently at a local restaurant when ordering a drink, I was told my driver's license would have to be scanned through a machine in order to be served. He says, even though I let the server see my license, I was refused service unless I allowed scanning. Has anyone ever encountered this? What data does the machine collect? And what is done with the data? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Warren in Dallas wondering, what's the reason for Dallas's usage of these oversized metal will cause damage if you hit them lane markers? He says, it's not like we get 3 inches of snow all the time to justify their need. They're a hazard. The city should remove them, he writes. But does anybody know why those are still out there? They're the big, huge metal lane marker humps in the road, you know, that sort of separate the turn lane from the main lane. He sent a picture of one at Inwood and Royal. Let's see. You can call us 800-933-5372 or email us anything@kera.org. Let's go to the phones and hear first today from Britt in Fort Worth. Hey, Britt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I love the show, by the way. I've been listening for years and years and years. It's always fun to listen to. I was calling about the guy with the driver's license at the restaurant trying to get a drink. So there are a lot of municipalities that are dry or semi-dry, don't allow alcohol sales. Mm-hmm. They'll allow a restaurant to sell if they set up a private club. The private club, they can serve drinks to members. The driver's license scan is a system that scans the driver's license. It double checks to make sure you're actually of legal age to drink, but then that also has proof that you have joined the club, and then they can serve you alcohol.
So it just puts you in their system as a member of their club, I guess.
Yeah. And there are a lot of, you know, national companies that sell these systems, mm-hmm. that, you know, cross-check the driver's license number to ensure that it's a legal drinker. And then you have a proof if you're ever forced to show, yes, when I served a drink, this person's a member of my club.
Gotcha. Okay. Great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, sure.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's get another answer on this from Alicia in Fort Worth. Hey, Alicia, did that sound right to you?
Hi. Yeah. It's a TABC requirement for any private club that you maintain a database, a record of your members, mm-hmm. and you can't serve to a non-member. Most of the time, those fees aren't charged to the member. The club actually pays them, the TABC. But it's a $2,500 fine to serve a non-member.
Very good. So sounds like it's something that they got to do.
It's required by law. It's quite a big, hefty fine to the server who does not make sure that membership is current.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where we heard from Evan, who is on the same thread. The driver's license scan is for dry counties or cities. The whole membership thing is what they have to do to serve. So I think we got that one solved. Although I wonder if anybody knows what data, or if data is collected by the machine, and what is, I guess it would depend on the organization, what's done with it. Natasha emailed us and said, I just moved. I have a large quantity of bubble wrap left over. Is there anywhere near a flower mound that can be recycled? Well, we heard from Jason in Dallas, who says, regarding recycling and reuse of bubble wrap and packing supplies, those items go fast on freecycle.org and also on the free section of Craigslist. So you might just put that stuff up on freecycle.org or Craigslist. Let's see. Carol emailed us at anything@kera.org and says, our real estate agent collects boxes and packing supplies from her buying clients and then loans them to her selling clients. Maybe your listener could check with his or her agent or another real estate office to see if they might know somebody who needs the material. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Chad in Dallas. Hello, Chad.
Hi. I'm a software engineer and had an answer about what's stored on your driver's license.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I'd written some code on a scanner, and I scanned my driver's license through just to make sure it was working. And what came up, if I remember right, was my driver's license number and the expiration date. That was all that was on that strip.
Hmm. Okay. So not your birth date, not your name, anything like that. Just the DL number and the expiration date.
Right. If I remember correctly, that's right.
Okay. Well, thanks for contributing. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is our phone number, our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got this email from Jay, who wants to know which Dallas-Fort Worth area school districts allow teachers to bring their children to school in the district, whether or not that teacher resides in the district. So if I interpret this correctly, Jay is wondering, if you teach in a district but don't live in that district and you know can bring your child to school with you, to attend, which districts allow that? Does anybody know which districts allow that? 800-933-5372 is the phone number. We have, you know, in the summer, and this year we had such a mild summer until recently. We had lots of critter calls, and we've had lots and lots of questions about squirrels, and just because this one came in this morning, it looks like. Rosemary said, hey, on your chewing squirrel question you've had over the last few weeks, squirrels chewing on stuff in the house or on furniture outside. Rosemary says, I've had great success in deterring naughty squirrels with a, and here it goes, light spraying of fox urine on areas of my house where the critters like to habitually chew on wood beams, columns, and siding. It can be found in small spray bottles at Academy in the hunting section on a wall rack, and it's meant to be used by hunters to mask the human scent, but will strike fear into the heart of a wily squirrel. And Rosemary says, I usually need to reapply about every 3 months or so. Obviously, you wouldn't want to spray this on your outdoor patio furniture cushions or anything, unless you really like the smell of fox urine. And hey, it's a big world out there, so not going to judge. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Sanjeez in Arlington. Hello, Sanjeez.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
Actually, I don't have a proof positive, but I'm going to give you a comment.
Okay.
Databases collect data. That data doesn't go anywhere. When you go into a bar and you purchase a drink and they scan your driver's license, which is the same thing that you use to drive your car, and the TABC has that record, if you purchase a numerous numbers of them, and assume position in your vehicle, what do you think that happens, Jeff?
Well, so to connect the dot here, how do you suggest they know you're in your vehicle? How do they know you didn't ride the bus
to
the bar?
Well, if you're in your vehicle and you're driving, your vehicle has a registration, has a driver's,
right.
It has a plate number, identification, again, identification, driver's license, identification, plate number, identification.
Yeah, right.
Car.
Yeah, and I see where you're going here, but
collect
but
dots, Jeff.
Okay. Well, I see where you're going there, but it's a different regulating agency. The TABC regulates sales and distribution and those kinds of rules, and the people that are in charge of making sure that we're not impaired when we drive our cars report to a different agency, and there's nothing on your driver's license that says that you've gotten in your car. You don't have to scan your driver's license to start your car. So, but I understand what you're saying there, but I'm not gonna go along with you on that one. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Travis in Fort Worth. Hello, Travis.
Yes. I would like a question about the tall buildings downtown.
Uh-huh.
These buildings that comes to a point like that glass building in Dallas, where do they put the equipment, the water tank, the elevator building? I used to do roofing on buildings, mm-hmm. and we roofed the flat thing, and I didn't notice any buildings that wasn't flat or didn't have the elevator equipment on top. And I'm just wondering, where are the elevator and storage tank and everything that used to go on top?
Right. So on an odd-shaped building that has sort of a, like you said, like a really pointy top, how do they get the elevator to the top floor and water,
right.
et cetera? Yeah, it's a good question. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Travis.
Okay.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where Sandra emailed us and says, our household is a fan of the BBC programming. It's trying to figure out when Death in Paradise will be returning. Does anybody know when we can expect to see Death in Paradise? David wants to know. He says this question is prompted by solely by curiosity and not a need for firm legal opinion. I hope not. David says, in Texas, if someone dies, is it legal for his son or daughter to remove items from the deceased house if they are not executor of the estate? For example, removing items prior to informing the executor. Not sure if we can really give you. I mean, it sounds like you'd have to have a definitive opinion on that, but not sure we can really, you know, verify that. But hey, questions out there. You've asked. Let's see. Yusuf emailed us at anything@kera.org and said, I couldn't help but notice that last week there were two Americans killed fighting for the Israelis as soldiers in the ongoing conflict. I wanted to know if there are any other legitimate militaries in other countries that allow American citizens to join and fight. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Paul in Little Elm. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, doing well.
Love your show. Listen every Friday I can.
Oh, thanks.
I've got a question for you about automobile insurance and financing a car.
Mm-hmm.
I know years ago here in Texas, this was before liability was required, but I do remember that if you had a car, whether you'd bought it new or used, the lien holder required you to maintain at least collision and comprehensive to protect their interest in the car while you were still paying for it. And recently, my stepdaughter lost her job and had to let her insurance go, but we never heard anything from the lien holder one way or another about maintaining this coverage. And I was wondering, is this still a requirement by lien holders in the state of, you know, as far as maintaining at least the collision comprehensive on your car?
Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's your questions, your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Rufus in Irving. Hello, Rufus.
Hi, Jeff. Enjoying the show.
Oh, thanks.
We were given some advice similar to the Fox Sharon advice about squirrels that were eating the wires under the hood of our car. We tried it, and I just wanted to warn the listeners that what happened was it kept squirrels from eating the wires, but it significantly increased the coyote population in our neighborhood, which some people might not consider very desirable. So there are pluses and minuses to the solution.
The thought you were going to say is that as it heated up, you had the wonderful warm fox urine smell from your car.
No, actually, from inside the car, we didn't smell it at all.
Okay.
We used it for several months until the squirrels kind of got the message.
Right.
But we did have neighbors that complained because the coyotes just went through the roof.
Yeah, and you know, coyotes have been moving, and I don't know if it's just because they're getting spotted more, but they've been moving back into, long time subdivided neighborhoods. I mean, I live in East Dallas, and we've had coyotes in and around our neighborhood a lot more in the last couple of years. So
yeah, I live in Coppell.
Yeah,
same thing there. We're seeing them more and more.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, and enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too. Of course, you know, as the development increases, the critters have to go somewhere. So they were there first. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. And up next, let's talk to Ray in Fort Worth. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I'm calling regarding the question as to whether Americans can serve in the military for another country.
Yeah.
And it really, truly depends on that country's constitution. Particularly, I'm from Mexico City, but my father is a U.S. citizen, so I am a U.S. citizen by birth, and I have what is called a certificate of birth abroad, which pretty much lets the government know that I'm a U.S. citizen. However, in Mexico, the military service is not a voluntary thing, it's mandatory. Mm-hmm. So when you turn 18, you're supposed to serve in the military. And if you serve in the military, then you need to give up one of your citizenships.
Very good.
In order to serve in the military, which in this case would have to be the American citizenship.
Right.
But it depends on other countries. Obviously, in Israel, you're allowed to serve in the military if you have dual citizenship.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a few notes. Evan on Twitter and Brian on the email. Both said the French Foreign Legion allows foreign nationals, Americans otherwise, to join and fight and to serve. And actually, I believe the United States Army, if not the entire, all the branches of the military are open to non-citizens of the United States. And someone will certainly correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the case. On the fox urine, Audra raises the stakes and emails us at anything@katyari.org. Audra says, I used wolf urine on a patio once to stop squirrels from digging my plants, and the squirrel didn't like it and marked my entire patio with his own, she says, number ones and number twos. So be careful there. Wow. It's anything you ever wanted to know, and occasionally a couple of things that maybe you didn't want to know too. Full service here on a Friday. Victoria emailed us and says, Lovejoy ISD allows you to bring your children to the district even if you do not reside in the district. Teresa in Cowtown says, another option for your listener with the bubble wrap and packing material is to bring it to one of those small shipping stores. Teresa says, they always take my stuff as long as it's clean, and it's always nice to give things away on FreeCycle. But this way you don't have to wait for someone to pick it up. You can just, you know, give it to them and make sure, you know, well, they're going to use it. So this is from someone who I think, oh, it's Mike over at the Amsterdam. He says, I own a bar. And I'm very familiar with the law, and you as a bar cannot retain the information collected off of a driver's license. They are scanning the magnetic stripe to verify the validity of the driver's license. So that is a definitive answer from a long-time listener to the show. Thanks for writing, Mike. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Sid in Plano. Hello, Sid.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
I'm an attorney that does work for auto lenders, so I think I know the answer as to whether or not you need insurance.
Great.
The answer is definitely yes. I can't imagine there's a lender's contract that doesn't require insurance. And if someone doesn't maintain the insurance, the lender would have the right to get a thing called forced place insurance, which is extremely expensive because of, and it's not great insurance because it only protects the interest of the lender.
Mm, okay. Very good. Well, thanks
also,
so much
for
calling.
One of the things people should be concerned about also is if they don't maintain insurance, especially with like small tote-to-note type of lots, that lender may go ahead and repossess their car for the mere fact that they're insured.
Yeah, you want to read the fine print, right? When you do the financing and see if because they might just they could I guess do that and they might just do it. So
absolutely flip the back and get your magnifier.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Sid.
Thank you.
Right. Bye bye. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ann in Dallas. Hello, Ann.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. I had a question about Legos.
Mm-hmm.
I recently cleaned out my kid's toy. I had like four bags of Legos, just pieces, and I wondered where I could potentially sell those. I don't really want to do it online, or if there's a store or
right.
something like that.
So it's not necessarily like a complete set. It's just sort of random bags
random.
Of Legos. Okay, great. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Okay, thank
All
you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Alana in Dallas says, I'm moving next week. I'm trying to sell my furniture online, but I'm worried that I won't be able to sell it in time. Does anyone know if there are any businesses in Dallas that would come buy my furniture at the last minute? She says, I'd rather sell it than give it away because I could use the money. Does anybody have any suggestion? This is from Lawrence, and says, this year I grew squash, watermelon, corn, and cantaloupe, but some kind of animal ate my baby watermelon, my corn, and my squash. What could it have been? Lawrence says, do you think it could have been a squirrel, a rabbit, or what? Well, we'll see if somebody has an idea. Let's see. Anne says, we're removing ceramic floor tile and wonder if anyone uses old, probably broken tile. She says it seems such a waste to just put it in the landfill. Does anybody have a suggestion what to do with old, broken ceramic tile? 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next on the phone, we have Chaz in Dallas. Hello, Chaz.
Hello there.
Hi there.
This was a clarification on disposition of people who've deceased their property.
Yeah.
If they have a will, then the will takes precedence.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have a will, then it goes into what's called probate court, and it can take quite a while for someone as a third party, disinterested third party, to dispose of it. I talked to a probate lawyer, and I always ask people, what sort of interesting stories do you have? And she said, it just so happens in wills, if you write your own will out in your own hand, not type it out and sign it, but the whole will in your own hand, that has the strongest legal force in disposing of your property after you die.
Hmm.
And she said it has such force that she knew of a client who was killed and in the act of dying wrote his will out in his own blood. And they took pictures of it and took it to court, and that was his will.
Hmm. All right. Well, thanks
so
for calling.
If you're ever worried about it, like if you have a moment where, oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack, write out your will immediately in your own hand, and that will be enforced.
All right. You never know what you're going to learn on Friday. Thanks, Chaz.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Debbie in Dallas. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, if anyone knows a place that I could take a whole bunch of photographs to have them scanned into a digital format.
Okay.
I tried doing this myself. I have so many pictures, and it's just so time-consuming. I'd be willing to see if I could find somewhere I could pay to have that done.
Right, okay.
And I have a lot. So that would be great. And my other question is, if there's a way to find out if there's some kind of like a support group or for parents, adults that are gay.
Do you have a child? Yeah, right. So you're looking
child.
For a support group for parents who have adult children who are gay.
Okay, and maybe from a Christian perspective.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We haven't heard this question in a while. Nathan in Carrollton is writing about the water tower. I think it's in Addison, Arapahoe and Surveyor. It says it was built about 2 years ago. It has a flat top with wind turbines on it, but they don't appear to ever turn. Does anybody know what's going on with that? We've had this question before. They were undergoing repair or they were being updated, but maybe we'll get an update on what's up with that water tower. Joe emails anything at kera.org about the lien holder and the car insurance. Joe says, if the gentleman's daughter has dropped her required insurance coverage, she has technically defaulted on the loan, even though she's paid every payment to date. The lien holder could pick up the vehicle. However, in most instances, when the insurance coverage is not maintained, the lien holder will purchase a policy to protect themselves, and the individual will be billed at a much higher rate for that coverage. So that's a definitive backup of that other answer we got. Beth says Frisco ISD allows you to bring your child to the school that you're teaching at, even if you don't live in that district. Beth says we have several teachers that bring their children with them to school. So Beth, it sounds like Beth knows of what she speaks. And Ashley says, check out Minifigs, Bricks, and More in Denton, Texas. They buy and sell used Legos. So Minifigs, Bricks, and More in Denton is a place that buys used Legos. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Ron in Springtown. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hey there.
You had made a related question yourself about non-citizens serving in the U.S. military.
But
promotions will be limited on how far up they can go. We had, while in Iraq, we had three gentlemen that took their oath of citizenship by our brigade commander. Non-U.S. citizens can serve in the U.S. military.
And apparently it is a pathway. It can be a pathway to citizenship.
I would guess. I mean, they were wanting to make rank. They were good soldiers. Mm-hmm. They were, you know. But in fact, I think they were all of Hispanic descent, but I'm not 100%. I knew of two of them, but the other one, I wasn't sure what he was. And, you know, they wanted to make rank, and they were happy where they were at. So, yeah, they got citizenship. And like I said, it was an honor for the brigade commander to give them the oath.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next to Michelle in Denton. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, sounds like you got the same answer, but I was going to say for your person who wanted to sell Legos that the shop is on Loop 288 on the south side of Denton, just south of the Golden Triangle Mall, that buys and sells used Legos.
Very good. And what's it called again? Let's remind everybody. So.
I actually couldn't remember the name, so I think your email had the name correct.
Yeah, yeah. Mini Figs,
exactly,
Bricks, and something else. Yeah. Okay, very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Talia in Fort Worth. Hello, Talia.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so the lady called about the tiles, the broken tiles.
Yeah.
My mom always used broken pots pieces to put at the bottom of new pots when you planted to make sure that they drained well. So I imagine you can use broken tiles for the same purpose.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This is from CB, who says, I'm upgrading to all LED light bulbs, but I don't want to just throw away the old incandescents and clutter up a landfill. Can incandescents be recycled? Well, if they work, I mean, I guess you could give them to somebody who still uses incandescents. Like if you have a friend who has them or your
a family member or something, maybe you just give them a cardboard box handled carefully with, you know, your old bulbs. And I don't know about actually like materials recycling, but somebody will know. And this is from Nicholas and Allen, who says, I ordered a month's supply of the Soylent Nutritional Supplement, which if you don't know what that is, folks, it's like a meal replacement drink mix. And Nicholas says, I want to challenge myself to eat only Soylent for a full month, or I guess drink it maybe. Or is it a drink? I think it's a drink. But I'm curious if anyone in the listening area has already tried this and noticed any issues as a result, any health issues as a result. So if you've tried Soylent for a full month, Nicholas wants to know how it went. Frank in Fort Worth says PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, is the national organization. Frank says it's wonderful, has a local chapter in Dallas, and lives have been changed by folks associated with this organization. This is an answer to our caller looking for support for understanding for you know, a gay child, a gay adult child. But Frank says lives have been changed by folks associated with this organization, and it's been working across the land for some 30 years now. So you might check out PFLAG and the Dallas Resource Center, too. Is I think we mentioned them last week, too. You know, they have all kinds of things going on. So check out Dallas Resource Center if you want to, you know, learn more about the community and engage. So it's anything you ever wanted to know. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back shortly. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. And you can find me on Twitter as well. You can send your Q's and your A's to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Martha in Denton. Hello, Martha.
Hi, I'm calling regarding an answer to the ceramic tile question. Mm-hmm. Habitat for Humanity in Denton has a store where they will take your stuff from demoed homes, and they will resell them. Profits from that, I believe, go toward Habitat for Humanity as well as running the stores. And I believe you can find those stores elsewhere in the Metroplex.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Thomas in Arlington. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi there.
I've got a pair of stereo speakers, and I've noticed that pawn shops sell stereos, but they won't buy speakers. And I was wondering if anybody could explain to me how come pawn shops are averse to buying speakers.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Up next, 800-933-5372. Is it Adrian in Richardson? Hey, is it
Hi,
is it Adrian?
It is Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Seth. Good. How are you?
Good.
I just have a clarification on one answer that you received and also an answer to the Lego question.
Okay.
I'm a big proponent of the consignment stores and resale for children. And so there's one called Once Upon a Child that is all across the Dallas area. That's a great place to sell things like that. And in addition to that, there's lots of sales at you know, different places like Plano Center and Richardson Civic Center run by organizations like there's a, I think it's called Mothers of Twins or something like that.
Okay.
So that's a great place to, you know, sell your Legos.
Yeah, we also got, just while you're here, and I know you have another answer, but we also got an email from Teresa who says,
try selling the Legos at a consignment store for children's clothes. Most accept clean, usable toys. So,
yeah, exactly.
Backing you up there. Great.
Great. And then just to clarify on Lovejoy, I live in that school district. They do accept children from other areas outside of their boundaries. However, I know it's a limited, depending upon how many students they have enrolled, and there is a tuition associated with that if you're outside the district. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Very good. And, you know, the original question was if you teach in the district,
which
area districts allow their teachers to bring their own kids to the schools, even if they don't live in the district. So that was why we got the Lovejoy answer. But
right.
But thanks for the clarification.
Absolutely. Right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Matt calling from Bedford. Hello, Matt.
Oh, hey, how's it going, dude?
What's going on?
So, like, that lady calling, she's, like, has a gay kid or whatever. I mean, my brother's gay, and he goes to the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's kind of just a cool place to check out anyways because you kind of see, like, I mean, these are, like, young adult, you know, gay people who are just, like, talking. I mean, if she's Christian.
Right.
You know, you're just, like, talking about God and stuff. And it's not always necessarily, like, about being gay or not being gay. It's, like, normal church stuff. But it's, you know, just getting perspective that, like, they're just people and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, love and understanding and all that kind of jazz.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Important.
Hey, you know, gay people are normal people. So
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's totally normal, man. He's totally normal dude.
So, hey, thanks for calling, Matt. That's a great one to add to the list. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. That's right. Robin in Plano says, hey, on those broken tiles, check with your local high school art department. They may want the materials. You know, broken tile becomes beautiful mosaic, I think, in the right hands. Not in my hands, but in the right hands, it really can. Elva in Arlington wants to know and emailed us anything at KERA.org. Does anyone know of a hybrid cemetery which permits green burials? Which green burials, according to Elva, means no embalming and either no casket, shroud only, or plain pine box casket with no metal hardware on the casket. Does anyone know of a cemetery that allows this in the DFW area? Elva says, the only two I know of are Skyview in Mansfield and Mount Olivet in Fort Worth. So those are in DFW, but she's looking for others around DFW that allow green burials. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Billy in Tyler. Hello, Billy.
Hi.
Hi there.
What I'd like to know is if there's anyone that's dealing with Morgellons, and if they are, they'll know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they know maybe a group that gets together or anything concerning it.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. You bet.
Thanks.
And are you looking in the Tyler area specifically?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
800-933-5372 is the phone number. Our email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Danielle tweeted me and says, Sam's Club, Walmart, and pharmacy photo departments scan photos to digital media. You have to send them to be scanned, though, so check their websites. And Danielle lists Sam's Club, Walmart, and pharmacy photo departments. So I assume CVS or Walgreens, any of those places. Let's see. SJ says pawn shops usually aren't set up to test unenclosed or bare speakers, and they do not wish to accept items they can't test. But I think our caller had, you know, actual speakers. Like, you know, not just, it didn't sound to me like they were just the speakers themselves. It sounded like they were like regular stereo speakers that were in, I guess you would call them in a case, you know, like the box. They were in the box that the speaker lives in, you know, with the little place on the back to stick the speaker wires. That's what it sounded like to me. I didn't get that, but maybe I was reading an email and missed that. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Enrique in Addison wants to know if anyone knows where to take home recyclables in the Addison area or nearby. Enrique says, I don't want to pay for a service. I'm used to driving my recyclables to a city-specific location to leave them at no charge. And I've been recycling for 30 years and just moved to the DFW area from Houston, but nobody seems to know how or where to take my bags full of regular recycling stuff near Addison, not even the town officials. So my question is, Enrique, and whoever else is listening in Addison, does the city of Addison not do recycling? It sounds like they don't. So maybe someone can help Enrique with that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Rick writes from Flower Mound. This is on the elevator question in tall buildings. Rick says, if the top floor of a building truly has no space above, then we'll put the hoisting equipment in the basement or some lower floor and put some sheaves or pulleys in the overhead above the elevator. They only take up a couple of feet. However, Rick says, most buildings have more space above than is apparent from the ground. Usually buildings with pointed or odd rooftops actually have the space since these roof designs are not used for office space. He says, hydraulic elevators, limited to about six floors or so, do not need equipment above because a hydraulic ram pushes the elevator up from the bottom. So there is an answer. Thank you very much, Rick, on that. 800-933-5372. Up next is Jeff in Corinth. Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the person wanting to take the protein powder type diet.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with those diets is your stomach will actually shut down, so it's not recommended to do that. If they want to do a liquid diet type thing, you could do like a peanuts in the afternoon, eat a piece of chicken in the evening. That way your stomach still digests stuff and it doesn't stop working. So hope that helps.
So you're saying it's not a good idea just to do the liquid
diet? Not a good idea, no. Your stomach is very complex and mm-hmm. needs complex things to break down to stay working. And if it doesn't have that, it stops producing enzymes and things to work. So
very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372 is where we find Amy in Lighthouse. Hello, Amy.
Hi. I have some information for the woman that wanted the support group for the gay child.
Yeah.
But from a Christian perspective, I also agree, PFLAG, that's just a general support group. But this is Living Hope Ministries, and I've already given the contact information off the air. But this was a conference, I think back in 2006, that came to my local church, and they put on like an all-day conference where to invite the individual and the family members,
mm-hmm.
and they could choose different seminars to go to. And I do recommend it, but it is more for the people that are struggling with the issue that may not want to live the lifestyle. So, and I'm assuming they're still around, but like I said, that it was about 2006 when they came to the Tyler area here.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Deborah in Valdosta. Hello, Deborah.
Hey.
Hi there.
Nice to see you. Earlier in the week, there was a program with some young people working at UTD studying marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find out in Texas, I have a very ill friend, gal friend, and when is marijuana supposed to be legal? The medical thing.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to find out. When it's going to be legal in tech, is there a projected date?
You know, I don't think a medical marijuana law has been passed in Texas. So, there wouldn't be a projected date that it would be available. But we'll see if somebody has an idea. If there's one, I don't know if there's even one that's been proposed. So we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Yeah, I'm just interested in the medical, and I know she has a prescription, but she mm-hmm. goes out of state.
Right, right.
Anyway, so, it's getting to a place where that's very difficult.
Yeah, it's expensive, okay. Yeah. So.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You too.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Fran in Addison. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Hi there.
I live in Addison, and answer for the gentleman who's asking about recycling.
Yeah.
If you live in a house in Addison, there's door recycling. They Waste Management provides the green boxes for mm-hmm. you. If you live in an apartment in Addison, I don't believe they've sorted that out yet for the recycling, but Waste Management has the contract, and if he called Waste Management, if he lives in an apartment, right. he can probably be told where he can take his stuff.
Got it. All right. Hey,
and I have one quick question.
Sure, sure.
I need to know where to recycle batteries.
Now, I take mine to the City of Dallas Home Hazardous Waste Recycling Facility, which is on Plano Road, north of, or it's on Garland Road, up near Plano Road. Maybe it's Plano Road. But you have to live in the City of Dallas to take stuff there. And they take, you know, paint and chemicals and fluorescent light bulbs and stuff. Yeah.
Addison does pickup for everything like that, light bulbs and stuff, but they don't for batteries. It's the only thing they don't recycle. So,
and someone has said on this show before, I think that you could take batteries. There are retailers that would take batteries.
Oh.
So you might check at the computer retailers, places like that. And I just a disembodied voice just said in my ear, Best Buy. From the control room.
I wonder if they'll take as many as I got.
Yeah, you might call before you go, but see if see if Best Buy will take them. So.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We also got an email from our producer, Stephen Becker, who says, City of Addison website says you need to request a green recycling bin. So that backs up what Fran just said. If you live in a house, then it's a green recycling bin. You just need to request. So there you go. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Produced by Stephen Becker, as I just said. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. And our phone calls today, your phone calls, answered by Fiona Norton. Stephen, Shelley, Fiona, thank you very much. And Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find the last 10 episodes. Actually, right now, there'll be 9 episodes. We've been building back up to 10 since we relaunched the KERA website back in May. So you can find the last several hours of anything. It's downloadable. Just go to kera.org/anything. The price is right, too. It's free, and you can find them there. And, of course, email us your questions and comments, your answers, your suggestions, your musings, fears, even your hopes, to anything at kera.org. And you can also post a comment in the comments field right there on the Anything page as well. And once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter, and I'll occasionally issue a tweet or two, usually to remind you that the show is starting. My handle is @JeffWhittington on Twitter. Thanks so much for starting your weekend with us, for listening, for writing and calling in, and have a fantastic weekend.